Tessa Bonhomme. Tessa, thanks for joining us today.
Good. Thanks for having me, man. Good to chat with you, Strad. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It feels like we haven't seen anyone in so long. And two groups haven't seen each other, the U.S. team and the Canadian national team as well. You know, do you think it makes it more intense when you don't see each other to play? Now it's been so long since they've had a real good battle.
I don't know if we could get any more intense, but I think the excitement level is definitely going to be risen. It's not hard to get up for these games. I mean, as a viewer, as a player. So I think that, you know, these ladies have waited a long time for this. I think warm-ups are going to be probably pretty fast. These ladies are going to be buzzing around. But I remember for myself, it was always whenever I took my first hit, that's when I settled down. And I was like, okay, here we are, you know, ready to rock and roll. But as for these ladies, yes, I think that that this first period is going to be a wild one. I think both teams are going to be buzzing. They're excited and ready to rock and roll here. And obviously it's a matchup that, you know, they all circle on their calendar every time the schedule is released.
It's kind of nice to see that in the first games for Canada, you've seen the youth and the veterans kind of stepping up. Maybe start with some of the veterans like Melody Daou and Natalie Spooner, what they've done thus far in their tournament.
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about this team that you just mentioned right there. It's the fact that there's an equal balance between the vets and the youth that they got coming in here that, you know, are contributing. This team has relied heavily on Marie-Philippe Poulin for plenty of years, so it's nice to see that she doesn't have to play with Mélodie Daou, that Daou can be separated from her and partnered with a young player that plays similar to Poulin in Sarah Fillier. But in terms of Spooner and Daou, they've just been doing exactly what they need to do, playing the style of hockey that they need to play in order to make their team successful. I think no one on this team is trying to do too much. They all understand, you know, what the goal is here and what the systems are, and they're trying to do their best to play within it, but, you know, keep a little bit of a creative flair going as well. And, you know, you want to talk Natalie Spooner, just look at a few of her goals that she's had so far here. She's a big body with a ton of speed, and it's hard to slow her down. So what's the best thing to do when that's your ammo is just take it to the net, right? And it helps when you got a pair of silky mitts like she does for some sweet finishes. But and then you look at Mélodie Daou, and, you know, she's just given her young centerman in Sarah Fillier a ton of confidence, has been setting her up like crazy and finding the back of the net in the last game just to give herself a little boost of confidence. So I think that the two are really feeding each other nicely. It's just a matter of, you know, sharpening up and tightening up a few things here, and they'll be ready to rock and good to go. I mean, what's good is that this is a little bit of a preview. This is a little bit of a rehearsal, if you will, before entering the elimination rounds and hopefully meeting each other in the final.
Now, you know, Marie-Philippe Poulin, she blocked that shot kind of up around her collarbone, her neck area. She's not going to play tonight. You know, what area of the game for Canada is impacted the most with her absence tonight?
Well, the thing is, you know, anybody can say, well, your team should be deeper than just that one player in Marie-Philippe Poulin, which is true. Every team shouldn't rely on, you know, one player or one line to produce. The reality is, in years past, it has been that way. Luckily for Team Canada, they don't have that now. They've got two, three lines that can produce and put some goals on the board. But at the end of the day, the reality is they're down their top center, and they're playing without their leader. So, you know, while they do have a lot of depth, it's still some big shoes to fill. She's a voice in that locker room. She's a leader on the ice. She often sets the tone when she's out there. Where I'm still scratching my head, and I mean, you can comment on this, is why are they down their captain? Why are they in this situation? You know, why is Poo hurt? They were up 5-0. You know, your top forward is out there killing a penalty. When you're up 5-0, I don't know, that I'm still scratching my head on it, and I feel bad for the team that they're in this situation. I feel bad for Mary and hope that she's A-okay and isn't dealing with anything residual or anything that could be lingering, but you're just frustrated for the team and for the player as well, just from the coaching side, you know, and hopefully it's a learning lesson for the coaching staff that, you know, maybe it's not the greatest idea to throw your top players on your penalty kill in a game that doesn't matter or where you don't need a goal, and they can go on from there. But I think the team has a solid core. They're going to rally together here. And they're going to do the best they can and gain as much experience as they can because, as you said, you know, they still have a young group in here that hasn't played in big games like this on the world stage against a pretty potent American team.
You make a really good point there, Tess Bonhomme. And, you know, you don't put out your top players. You put out the Strudwicks. And they just block the shots. And then he just ice them down. And
they take them for the team.
That's right. That's your job. That was my – no problem. I'm happy to go out there. Let me block those for you. The good guys, good players can sit on the side. Tess Bonhomme joined us. So she's got the full coverage on TSN Hockey tonight. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Canada versus USA on TSN 1, 4, and 5. The great rivalry continues. Let's talk about the American side. And thus far, their goalies have been perfect. Where's the way to attack these two goalies, or have they just not been challenged enough thus far, Tessa?
The thing with the American goalies and the thing that has stuck out to me lately in the past few years is that Canada's always had the luxury of having the best goalies, plural, I should say, in the tournament and in the world, quite frankly. And that's slowly shifted to the American side, and I think that's when they really started to take over and gain power, gain momentum, and gain confidence. The hardest part about these games, and I'm not a goalie for that reason, that I don't think I have the attention span, but they're not busy for a while, then all of a sudden they're peppered with grade-A chances. And what I've liked that I've seen from the American goaltenders is they've just been so calm, cool, and collected, sticky, if you will, where the puck isn't bouncing off them and going in crazy places. They're in control. They're so poised. And when it comes time to make that massive big save, they're capable of doing it. And I think that well, as you know, as a, you know, if you're a young defenseman coming in, then it's nice to know that you have that backbone back there so that if you do have a little bit of whoopsie or a brain fart, if you will, that you've got someone back there to help you. It helps you not grip your stick so tight. It helps you play a little bit more loose and free. And it also gives you confidence to try to make plays. And I think that really helps the American team do what they do here at this tournament. But again, I feel like the Canadians do have the size, like a Natalie Spooner, to stand in front, to take the eyes away from the goaltender. And they do have the skill to go east-west, to make the goalies move left and right. And I don't think either team's goaltenders have truly been tested in that sense. I don't think their defense has been tested. Outside of Finland, you know, Canada hasn't really run in for 20 minutes, I should say, or 10 minutes of that first period. I don't think they really ran into much adversity in their own end. And so it'll be interesting to see for both of these teams, you know, who steps up in terms of a young decor and what the back end actually looks like in terms of goaltending.
One last one for you, Tessa. Offensively, who are the players that fans and Canada's got to be keeping an eye on for Team USA tonight?
Hillary Knight every year. It's nonstop. I call her the Canadian killer because for whatever reason, she's in the right spot at the right time, usually around overtime in a gold medal game, excuse me. Her line has been unbelievable. Hillary, by the way, just broke the all-time record for goals scored at a women's world. She passed Cammy Granato. She scored her 45th goal the other night, and there's bound to be more to come, but she's in a league of her own, quite frankly, and she has her line mates to thank for that, and Brianna Decker and Kendall Coyne, who have produced majority of the offense for this team. If you want to talk about a young playmaker and goal scorer, she's got the size, she's got the speed, and she's got the hands. It's Grace Zumwinkel on the American team. I've been nothing but impressed with her. And after her first game when she scored her first goal, I was like, oh, you know, that might be a one-off. We'll see how she does. And she's done nothing but knock me off my seat. So she's going to be a headache for the Canadians as well. But it's nice to see this raw talent come up through the Canadian game. I've never been more thankful to be retired, to say the least.
That's how I feel about guys like Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Because they just skate around me in warm-up, much less the real games. Tessa, I really appreciate it. I know you're so busy today with three games to cover. Keep the great coverage coming up and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Judge. Just a heads up, our pregame show goes live at 5:30 if anybody wants to tune in.
And that's 5:30 Eastern time, right? So it's 3:30 here.
Correct.
Perfect. We'll be tuning in. Thanks a lot, Tessa.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys. You're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, for once. Thank you.
Take care. Well-